dog sick. Listen to this. This is off the Associated Press. The headline reads, is Fantasy Man a rapist or a dream come true? I'll read it to you verbatim because the story's too bizarre. The most bizarre item on the topicality roster today. The phone rings late at night. In a sexy whisper, a man persuades a woman to unlock her door, undress, put on a blindfold, and wait for him in bed. At least three women in Nashville, Tennessee did so, thinking he was their boyfriend, had sex with the so-called fantasy man. One woman twice a week for 2 months! Now they want the police to charge Raymond Mitchell with rape. The businessman, age 45, said that he was just fulfilling the women's fantasies and the sex was consensual. Police are not sure what to do. Investigators are looking at whether Mr. Mitchell claimed to be someone else, which could constitute rape by fraud. But the woman who got him charged with attempted rape in 89 defended the victims. She says, these are not stupid women. They were convinced something that was not true. He had enough information beforehand to convince them. Believe me, the guy is slick. The guy's married with 2 children. He's not talking to reporters. He's talked to police who say he has cooperated fully. Meanwhile, newspaper reports of fantasy men have brought new claims from women who say they too received calls from him. The government is going to have a heavy burden, his defense lawyer says, to establish that these women were deceived. One woman who's accusing him says she realized he wasn't her boyfriend as he touched her. She feared he'd hurt her if she resisted. There's a woman in her mid-30s who thought Fantasy Man was a man from Texas she met a week before. She had sex with him twice before calling the guy who she thought he was. And the guy said, I ain't been by your house. Oh, my God. A woman in her early 20s who had sex with Fantasy Man twice a week for 2 months.
Hold on, it's speckling.
Because she believed that he was her boyfriend. Can you believe that? She realized the truth when her blindfold slipped. Twice a week for 2 months. Man. I wonder if there are others that aren't complaining. A phone call in the night. Get naked, lie on the bed. Wait for me, I'll be there. The same breathy voice you heard on the phone, now you hear in your ear. A mixture of revulsion and sickness. And yet somehow, powerless to resist. You're not even planning on a liaison. Suddenly the phone rings, your mind is 1,000 miles away on that birthday party you're going to on the weekend when suddenly, hello. Get in the bed and wait for me. Get in the bed and wait. And you lie there, hating yourself all the while. A chill runs across your body as a cool breeze from outside rustles across your scamper as the door opens and shuts quickly. The rustle of clothing, a vaguely fetid cheesoid scent, and then, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Ding, pow, doing. I'll be back. I think, personally, that Fantasy Man, if he is deceiving people, should be locked up and the key thrown away. I think for any other guys considering this type of hideous behavior,